My heart is with Israel's princes, with the willing volunteers among the people. Praise the Lord. Can you explain this to me? When crisis or tragedy strikes, I come alert and aware, but it's not until I see people rising to help, mobilizing for rescue, that my heart is deeply moved, my throat tightens up, and I feel the swelling tears. What is this phenomena I've witnessed in myself for years? When our daughter was abducted and drowned, I was fully awake, fully contending. But I was moved to tears when I saw police officers and medical workers seeking to help with their every fiber. Then my heart swole three times its size, expanded with gratitude. When the Twin Towers fell, I was shocked, angered, and grieved, but no tears, until I saw pictures of first responders and noble-minded citizens seeking to help. I see riots in Portland, and I am alarmed and pained. But when I see the interview of a true blue, black officer standing steady for what is right, I'm caught with that hard-to-swallow feeling in my throat. I've experienced it recently with news from Beirut. Their apocalyptic explosion left miles of waste, loss of life and injury. It's horrifying. But I am moved to tears when I see people respond to comfort and relief. I read the story of the sinking of the Titanic. It's tragic. But I'm choked up when I learn of the noble rescue efforts of the crew and passengers on the Carpathia. When I see things going south in our world, I'm alerted. But when I see righteous men and women of character take their stand in the gap, I am stirred with emotion. I'm not sure what goes on inside my heart, but this could be part of it. I think of problems and tragedies as normal. But people rising up in noble intercession is exceptional. Deborah sang with deep appreciation for those who volunteered to go into the fray. I'm wondering, can you relate? My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord. This is Stephen C. Johnson with LandingStripEnterprises.com.